This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
How good it is to get your company as we continue to worship Him in spirit and in truth. As we declare to Almighty God, Lord, we love You. We honor You. We adore You. And yet, Lord, we still sin. We still continue in sin. Oh, forgive us, Father. Forgive us of any sin in our lives. Wash us clean now by the blood of the Lamb. Let us be complete in You. Thank You, Lord. Paul's writing to the Roman church in the third chapter. And from verse 23, he says this. For everyone, say everyone, for everyone has sinned. We all fall short of God's glorious standard. Yet God, with undeserved kindness, declares that we are righteous. He did this through Jesus Christ when He freed us from the penalty of our sins. This verse is often quoted, for we all fall short. We all sin and we all fall short, but the rest of it is forgotten. The rest of verse 23 is forgotten because it says we all fall short of what? We all fall short of God's glorious standard. You see, there is a standard, a bar, if you will, that God has for the way we should be living our lives, and all of us are under that bar. We don't live up to God's glorious standard. And sometimes I just don't understand it. Because a tiny thing can push us off course. Just a tiny word from someone, and we are way off course, way off beam. Somebody can bring some condemnation. Somebody can bring something heavy down on our heads, and we go off course. And this, beloved, is Satan's trap. This is what he does. This is part of his strategy to keep you from keeping your eyes toward Jesus. But even with Satan's trap, we have overcome. For look what the Word of God says. For everyone has sinned. We all, say all, we all fall short of God's glorious standard. And Paul goes on. Yet God, with undeserved kindness, undeserved kindness. We don't deserve it. We don't deserve that kindness. With undeserved kindness declares that we are righteous. Do you know, I can imagine God Almighty in the heavens declaring your name to the angels, declaring your name, shouting out your name at the top of his voice. And he is declaring your name to be righteous. In another broadcast I brought you, I said to you that Satan has to go to Almighty God to ask him permission. Now listen. He comes to ask God for permission to attack you. And God says, yeah, if you want to, off you go. On you go. Go and attack that person. And as soon as Satan's gone, I can just see it. I can imagine it. God Almighty shouts out your name loudly. And he says, you are declared righteous. I want you to do something. I want you to just shout at the top of your voice, I am declared righteous. Say it. You might find it really difficult to say because of the weight of your sin. That is going very soon. But I want you to do this for me. I want you to declare now in a loud voice, I am declared righteous. I'm going to do it. But I'm going to have to move away from the microphone, otherwise the needles will go all over the place. I'm going to do it now. I am declared righteous! Do it again. I want you to shout out in a loud voice, I am declared righteous. Go on. Now, come on, not in that timid voice. I want you to do it in a really loud voice, as loud as you can. I am declared righteous. Go. Because it's the truth. Yet God, with undeserved kindness, we didn't deserve it, and his kindness pours from his heart because he loves you so much, declares that we are righteous. And if you look at the rest of the verse, it explains why we are righteous. He did this through Christ Jesus when he freed us from the penalty of our sins. Because we already know the penalty of our sins in the Old Testament. For the wages of sin is death. That's it in a nutshell. The wages of sin is death. But we've been declared righteous. And if nothing else, if there is nothing else in your heart right now, just understand this, that God Almighty has declared you righteous. Why? Because he loves you that much. So much so that he sent his son Jesus into this world to be crucified in a cruel death. And he says, yet God with undeserved kindness declares that we are righteous. Why? He did this through Christ Jesus. Paul doesn't go on to say what Christ Jesus did, but we all know that he was the sacrifice. He was the sacrificial lamb, a lamb without blemish, without sin. Yet he was executed. And that is why Jesus had no choice but to be executed. That is why he had no choice but to go to the cross and suffer the way he did for you and I, so that we could be declared righteous. You know, I look at the sin in my life, and I look back on what I've done, and I see lots and lots of sin. I see so much wrongdoing in my life. Yet when I go to Almighty God to discuss this wrongdoing with him, you know what he says? I don't know what you're talking about. Because that sin has gone. It is no longer there. Now that doesn't mean to say I don't continue to sin, because I do. Paul says it. For everyone has sinned. And I think he ought to change that maybe to everyone sins. Everyone sins. We all fall short of God's glorious standard. Yet God. Say that with me now. Yet God. Because you see, we all sin and we all fall short of God's glorious standard. And then comes God. Now you imagine life. You imagine life without God. Because if you hadn't got God in your life, you couldn't say anything else. It would stop at this. For everyone has sinned. We all fall short of God's glorious standard. Full stop, end. Because God isn't in your life, I'm just making a supposition now, but God isn't in your life, so the rest of the verse 24 doesn't count for you. And I could not imagine my life if this were the truth. I could not imagine going through my life and not having God there to say to me, David, you are righteous, and I'll tell you why you're righteous. You are righteous because of what my son Jesus Christ did when he freed you from the penalty of your sin. And you can change that word, David, to whatever your word is. Because we, today, right now, I don't care what you're going through, I don't care what you've done, we are declared righteous. And I'll tell you, I'm going to pray in a moment or two, and I'm going to pray that God Almighty lifts you up. I'm going to pray in Jesus' name that all the sin in your life is washed away. And when you go back to God and say, what about that sin, Lord? He will say this to you, I don't know what you're talking about. How awesome is that? How amazing is that? Yet God, with undeserved kindness, declares that we are righteous. Yet God, with undeserved kindness, declares, not declared, but declares, it's in the present tense, that we are righteous. Give thanks now. Just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for this word. Because, Lord, I needed to hear this word today myself. And I'm talking about me now. I needed to hear this word. So I give grateful thanks to Almighty God. And let me tell you, we are going to pray. And all it's required for you is to say amen. I'm going to pray, and you need to say amen. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne of grace now. And we say, Lord God Almighty, free us from this sin. Father, we ask in Jesus' name that you wash each and every one of us listening to this broadcast clean by the blood of the Lamb, by the sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ. And we ask you to take away our sin now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah and glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now just say amen. Amen.
You're hidden.
Paddy's Hillsong on Worship Radio 247. And what a beautiful name.